Good morning. It's April 11th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The leap from video game console to streaming service is fraught with challenges, but Amazon's adaptation of the Fallout series has landed with a resounding success, boasting a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. This isn't just another video game adaptation. It's being hailed as one of the best, thanks to its strong storytelling, committed performances, and a balanced tone that captures the essence of the beloved game franchise. The series, brought to life by creators Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan, diverges from the original game storylines to chart a new narrative course within the Fallout universe. This fresh approach has resonated well with both longtime fans and newcomers, offering a mix of violence, humor, and a cleverly twisted plot that keeps viewers hooked. At the heart of the series' success are the performances, particularly from Walton Goggins, whose portrayal of the ghoul is receiving widespread acclaim. Since its premiere on April 10th on Prime Video, Fallout has not only been celebrated by critics, but has also been greenlit for a second season, a testament to its immediate impact and the faith Amazon has in its continued success. The show's creators are already looking to the future, planning a free streaming event of the first episode on Twitch and discussing potential spin-offs to expand the Fallout TV universe. With its combination of engaging storytelling and a unique take on the post-apocalyptic world, Fallout stands out as an instant classic of the streaming era. Its success is significant not just for its entertainment value, but also for its potential to draw new players to the Fallout video game series, marking an important milestone in the franchise's expansion. In a captivating reveal at CinemaCon, Warner Bros. Has pulled back the curtain on the eagerly awaited Joker Folie à Deux with its first official footage, stirring excitement and curiosity among fans and the industry alike. The footage introduces a groundbreaking portrayal of the iconic villain Joker and his complex relationship with Harley Quinn, reimagined by none other than Lady Gaga. This iteration places both characters within the confining walls of Arkham Asylum, setting the stage for a narrative rich in dark romance and psychological depth. The trailer, initially accompanied by a content warning on YouTube, teases a narrative that veers into the uncharted territories of love, madness, and shared delusions between Joker and Harley Quinn. This fresh dynamic suggests a departure from their traditionally understood relationship, promising a story that intertwines their fates in a deeply twisted manner. Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn is not just any character. She's a fellow inmate, hinting at a storyline where their paths cross in the most peculiar and intense ways. Set to hit theaters on October 4th, Joker, Folie à Deux is not just another sequel. It's rumored to be a cinematic experience blending psychological thriller elements with musical spectacle, featuring around 15 musical numbers. These sequences are said to draw inspiration from classic Hollywood musicals, indicating a film that not only pushes the boundaries of its genre, but also pays homage to a bygone era of cinema. This unique combination of musical and dark narrative elements suggests a film that will undoubtedly leave a mark on its audience and the legacy of its characters. In a move to ensure fair access and enhance the experience for all visitors, Disney World and Disneyland are set to overhaul their Disability Access Service, or DAS, program. This adjustment is aimed squarely at curbing misuse while accommodating guests with disabilities more effectively. Starting on May 20th for Disney World and June 18th for Disneyland, the revised DAS program will require guests with disabilities to either engage in a virtual chat or visit guest relations in person to schedule return times for rides. This marks a significant shift from the previous system, aiming to streamline the process and make it more accessible. Additionally, the DAS card will now be linked directly to the length of the theme park ticket, but not exceeding 120 days. This change is designed to simplify access for guests during their visit while ensuring the system is used as intended. In a firm stance against dishonesty, Disney has announced that guests found to be falsifying disability claims to exploit the system will face a permanent ban from the parks. This measure underscores Disney's commitment to maintaining the integrity of the DAS program and ensuring it serves those it's intended for. These updates to the DAS program reflect Disney's ongoing efforts to prevent abuse of the system and to provide an enjoyable park experience for all visitors, especially those with disabilities. The company is focused on creating an inclusive environment where every guest can enjoy the magic of Disney without undue advantage or disadvantage. In a move that's stirring excitement and nostalgia, Lionsgate has unveiled plans at CinemaCon 2024 to breathe new life into The Blair Witch Project and roll the dice on a Monopoly movie, setting the stage for a diverse and intriguing slate of upcoming films. This announcement not only revisits a cult classic, but also transforms a beloved board game into a cinematic venture, showcasing the studio's innovative approach to storytelling. Lionsgate's collaboration with Margot Robbie's Lucky Chap Entertainment and Hasbro for the Monopoly movie underscores a creative synergy aimed at exploring the rich narrative potential of the iconic game. Having secured the development rights in 2023, the studio is poised to tap into the game's universal appeal and vast storytelling possibilities. Meanwhile, the decision to reboot The Blair Witch Project in partnership with Blumhouse signals a fresh and ambitious take on the horror genre that captivated audiences worldwide. The studio's confidence shines through its diverse and promising lineup, which includes Borderlands: The Crow, starring Bill Skarsgård and FKA Twigs, a new Highlander movie directed by Chad Stahelski, and In the Grey, featuring Guy Ritchie and Jake Gyllenhaal. These projects reflect Lionsgate's commitment to delivering compelling narratives across a variety of genres. Lionsgate's enthusiasm for its upcoming projects is palpable, and the studio has expressed gratitude towards movie exhibitors for their continued support. This gesture highlights the importance of collaboration and partnership in bringing cinematic visions to life, and underscores the studio's optimistic outlook on its future releases. Get ready to mark your calendars for Valentine's Day 2025, as Universal Pictures has just announced the return of the beloved Bridget Jones film series with a brand new installment, Bridget Jones: Mad About the Boy. This news is sure to excite fans who have followed the romantic and comedic escapades of Bridget Jones over the years. Renee Zellweger is set to reprise her iconic role as Bridget Jones, ensuring that the heart and humor of the series remain intact. Joining her will be a stellar cast including Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Chiwetel Ejiofor, and Leo Woodall, promising a blend of familiar and fresh faces for this next chapter. The film will be directed by Michael Morris, who is tasked with bringing Helen Fielding's 2013 novel, Bridget Jones: Mad About the Boy, to life on the big screen. This fourth installment promises to delve into new territories of Bridget's love life, expanding beyond the well-known love triangle with Mark Darcy and Daniel Cleaver. However, the involvement of Colin Firth as Mark Darcy in the upcoming film remains a topic of speculation, adding an element of mystery and anticipation among fans. As we look forward to the return of Bridget Jones, this announcement not only reignites the excitement for the series, but also raises questions about the directions in which the beloved character's stories will unfold. With a mix of returning talent and new additions, Bridget Jones: Mad About the Boy is poised to be a significant and eagerly awaited continuation of the film series. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.